It's a Thanksgiving Tune Spectacular. I am Jack. Alongside me always is Brian, and we are loosening our belts, getting kind of like our pregame workout on for Thanksgiving. It's for optimal, you know, consuming of goods. So, Brian, how are you on this near Thanksgiving Eve?
Recovering and re-stretching out my waistline.
Big boy pants.
I guess.
Big boy pants ready to go.
That's right. You got to bust out your special Thanksgiving pants.
That's for sure.
So that you can make room for all the fun, the stuff that will happen here in a couple of weeks. If you're actually from another country, American Thanksgiving is Thursday.
Yes.
So it's a big deal here in America because it's the one day a year that we essentially say we are gluttons and we're proud of it.
Hey, and you know, it's like filling up your body, getting ready for that cold winter ahead, even though it's kind of come early. Winter has this year, but you know, you're getting just like stocked up like a bear getting ready to go hibernate. You know, you got to get those extra pounds ready, keep you warm.
Yeah,
there's a purpose to it, Brian. That's what I tell myself, at least.
There is a purpose, and sometimes it gets lost. And I'll apologize to all of our listeners. I am recovering from sickness, which is actually why I wasn't able to participate in the conversation that you had the other day with Piper the DJ.
Well, it was more of an education than anything else.
Education is a good thing,
yeah.
Which actually is kind of brings up what I did this afternoon.
Yeah, segue.
Yeah, we had parent-teacher conferences, which I think is kind of odd that they do it on the very last day of school before having a big break, like the Thanksgiving break. But we went there, and going first three teachers that we saw, because you got to see each individual teacher, which is my daughter's in seventh grade right now, so we had to see each of her four teachers, which are the main subjects. And going to the last one, which is her history teacher, she breaks the news to me literally seconds before we go in there that she doesn't like her teacher because her teacher always seems to find something wrong. And so me, being the big mouth that I am, we're sitting in there listening to everything. I see my wife's eyes just bug out because the teacher shows her the screen with her grades. And my wife's eyes never bulge out of her head unless it's something completely shocking. So I kind of spoke up. I was like, well, I just want you to know. I'm like, my daughter just told us that she's not necessarily a fan of your methods because she says you always find something wrong. And I go, good. And everybody kind of looked at me. I'm like, I'm glad that you find everything wrong. I'm like, the thing is, and I basically went into this whole speech about how, as I'm talking, basically addressing Jonna in front of all the adults in the room, I was like, you know, we have to learn to deal with people that you don't agree with. You have to realize that people that you're going to come across in life aren't always going to share your views. They're not always going to be your favorite people in the world, but they have something to offer, and you need to find a way to make that relationship work and take what it is they have to offer.
Very true. I mean,
and yeah. My daughter was not happy with me.
Well, you know, I guess you could say that she won't be thankful for her teacher for Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah. She you just made me a target, Dad. And I'm like, really? I'm like, if I did make you a target, then I want you to actually fight your way out of it.
And the good thing is the teacher knows you guys might think that, so she's not going to make her a target, thus possibly leading to better treatment, you know, because she doesn't want to be called like a bully teacher, so she might kind of take the foot off the gas a little bit, and maybe Jonathan can thrive on her own.
That's it, and it's like, if the teacher is an adult, and I made it pretty clear where I stand on it, so she knows that she has my support as a teacher and from a parent, like a parental's perspective, because I basically told Jonah, I was like, the standard's there. The standard is set, and it's your job to actually stand up to it. Meet the standard. Exceed the standard. Now, so the teacher knows that the parent is behind her, and it might end up benefiting Jonah, and that's one of the things that I really kind of hope it is, because, like, they pick up on the social cues.
Yeah.
Like, my daughter, the way she was talking to the teacher in the classroom was different than the other teachers, clearly. I mean, hands in front of the face, hand resting on the, or head resting on her hands, just kind of the way she cocked her head when she would talk. It's like, come on. I'm like, they're people. They can pick up on these cues, too. They know when they're not liked.
Yeah.
So it's like, I kind of just stated the obvious. And I guess maybe that's a problem. Whenever I know something, I'm not always afraid to just speak up and say, hey, this is what's going on.
Just like everything else, it comes with its pros, it comes with its cons. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. What can you do? You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't speak up when you should have. Sometimes you speak up when you shouldn't. It's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
But I think it's just a teacher. The teacher needs to know, because the teacher could be frustrated with her, and, you know, maybe upon knowing that the feeling's mutual, it'll allow her to, you know, like I said, it'll make the relationship better. You know, that's just the way I think on it.
Yeah. And it's like, to be honest, I mean, in seventh grade, that's probably a lot of dickheads in the class.
A lot of jerking around.
The teacher's not allowed to say that. So it's like, what do you do? I mean, what can the teacher do? They're kind of handcuffed.
I totally agree.
But it's a lesson that everybody in society needs to learn. You don't have to agree with everybody all the time. You can disagree, and you can disagree in a civil manner, and you can just flat out not like somebody. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Just learn to deal with each other. My God. And that's one of the things that everybody talks about anxiety, especially this time of the year, and it kind of drives me nuts. I'm like, what is there to be so anxious about? I just think it's one of those things that people just, they become so anxious because they've forgotten how to deal with people in situations, or they never learned in the first place. And that's a problem. I mean, just learn how to deal with things. Just because something's happening does not mean it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a little bit short on my bills this week. Okay, fine. I'm like, that sucks. Bear down. I just don't know. Maybe I'm insensitive to it because I have a pretty good hold on my life for the most part.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, that's another thing. Different people have different strengths when it comes to those things. You know, some people, when it comes to money, it's overwhelming, but in other situations, they thrive. Where some people who, with money, when things are bad, it doesn't bother them. They can be cool with it, but then some other situations might make them a little more uptight and nervous, like socially, and, you know, just the way I see it. But that's why we have to work together, accentuate our strengths, you know, and improve our weaknesses. Work
exactly.
Together, coexist. That's the theme.
Yeah, and we're kind of in a historical point in our lives in society right now as well. I mean, you're dealing with all the crap that you're dealing with in the St. Louis area, mm-hmm. Which, for better or worse, it's a historical moment, and we're going to look back on these things. It's a bizarre moment in the fact that a lot of it is social media fueled.
And I think that's one of the biggest problems, you know. I mean, not problems, it's, you know, it's a problem in a certain sense, but it's great in another sense, you know. Information is able to be disseminated, but that information is not always positive. It's not always moving towards the finish or the, you know, final goal. Some people, you know, a lot of agendas and, you know,
mm-hmm.
messages have strength, you know, some that shouldn't do. But it's just, you kind of think about it, and a lot of the unrest has to do with elected officials. And in the end, as an American, you know, it's your vote. You know, when these elections come around, you have to, you know, you have to vote people out. That's how change happens. You have to find suitable replacements and vote them in. You know, in the short term, destroying
necessary, and it's unnecessary. And, you know, you feel terrible for people in the community who own, you know, the beauty salons, the Beauty World, the Little Caesars, all those places just got destroyed. I mean, they didn't do anything. And for all the people know, these people were on the same side as them, you know, but now they've gone and destroyed their property. And that's what makes it so senseless. But I think that if some, you know, if that wasn't so glorified, if it wasn't so expected, if it wasn't poor direction from the, you know, leaders, politicians, you know, I think that the message has been sent that, you know, there's a lot of things that need to be changed and maybe reviewed and looked at again as far as law, how police handle situations. You know, I mean, it does need to be addressed and changed, but in the meantime, it is what it is. And as unfortunate as the outcome was, you know, the best thing to do is to try to, you know, use it as a positive and get the problems addressed. But instead, it's a lot of other situations, and it's just going to keep rearing its ugly head, you know, as both sides, you know, both sides just, you know, have so much more to come out and so much more to say. And with everything that's said and everything that's done, it just creates more uneasiness. And there's a lot of, I mean, there's just a lot more groups of people right now that I think that have not yet even come out and are just like ticking time bombs. You know, I know there's a lot of citizens who, you know, have tried to like stay above it, but I think that there's a lot of more unrest being created from people on the other side as well, that are sick of what they're seeing. And I don't know. It's going to be interesting. You know,
It will. And one of the things, I felt kind of bad because, like, obviously, whenever we were setting up our show, we didn't know that all this news was going to break and all this other crazy stuff. excuse me. Because one of the things I had wanted to address was Thanksgiving itself and the history and how people sort of twist the history of Thanksgiving up just to make some sort of political statement or whatever they want to do. Because it's one of the things that irritates me, because Thanksgiving itself, right now is the time of year we're supposed to be reflecting on what we do have and all the positives that's going on in the world, and kind of sit back and say, hey, these are good things that are happening, there are good people out there, and just the fact that, hey, I can go to the freaking grocery store now and get medicine when I'm sick and pay nothing for it, for like an antibiotic. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You got other countries where you can't even get the stuff if you're the richest person there because it's just not available. And we have so much available to us here in this country. And, excuse me, one of the things that I saw that irritated me that I wanted to address is kind of an are you freaking kidding me kind of moment. But it's also relevant because today my daughter's teacher was actually her history teacher. And we had this discussion about war and things like that. And but the thing that irritates me is that when people mention Thanksgiving, you'll always have that person, that individual who goes out and says something along the lines of, oh, yeah, with Thanksgiving, where we celebrate the white people coming over and killing all the Indians.
Yeah.
And that just irritates me so bad, because that's not what happened when the Mayflower landed anyway. That's not what happened, you know, when we did the whole celebration. That's not what we're celebrating. First off, if it was actually factual, some of the things that you hear, oh, yeah, we loaded up the blankets with smallpox, you know, because we were smart enough to inject smallpox into blankets when we couldn't even figure out that freaking plumbing would help, you know, prevent dysentery.
Yeah.
Like, we were dying ourselves at that point from just strange cholera and shit that you don't find anymore, because we didn't know any better back then. But somehow we magically went out and did whatever, and we were going to poison them with smallpox, of all things. Not to mention, I mean, they never say, oh, well, these people had zero immunity to it because they've never been around it. And it wasn't like, I don't know, it just irritates me so bad when people say things like that. And then they're like, well, what about the fact that we went and we waged war on the Indians. Yeah, you know what? It's not a white person thing. That's a thing. If you look through history, you've got human beings in general are conquering species. That's what we do. We've done it throughout history, whether we're Mongolians or Persians or Anglo-Saxons or Gauls or Romans or... It doesn't matter. That's what we've done from the beginning of our existence. That's like, what, the very first two people actually born, not considered Adam and Eve because they were created, but the first two people actually born, you had one of them was a murderer. And that's just what we do. It's part of nature. It's part of our being is we are a conquering species. But we tend to try to find fault and place blame and just completely corrupt the messages that we're trying to send. And I don't understand that. Take Thanksgiving for what it is. Be thankful for those around you, for what you have. Because we have a lot of great stuff. Thanks to, generations upon generations over millennia that we're actually able to all bring us to this point in history. And it's like, all of us. I mean, right now, Jack, you're in St. Louis. I'm in Youngstown, Ohio. Somehow, because whatever force it is, we came together at this exact same time in history with the technology that we're able to utilize and actually communicate with each other. Find a bond, a human bond. And that's pretty amazing stuff.
Oh.
But what we want to do is we want to try to focus on the negative, and I hate that. Stop focusing on the negative. Because when you focus on the negative, then all you're going to do is have negative feelings.
Well, I guess, that brings me to my next question. When we look back on the history books 50 years from now, Brian, what will they have to say about the history of Black Friday? I mean, it has become a part of Thanksgiving. It's not just Christopher Columbus. It's not just the Pilgrims. It's not just Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. It's everything. It's sales. It's getting goods that we want, all those toys, the new phone, the TV, everything. But it's for savages. It's for people that are willing to go above and beyond, brave the cold, sleep on the concrete for a week, and... It's getting close, Brian. It's getting close. My question is, are you going out for Black Friday this year?
I don't think we're going out.
Me neither.
I'm trying to think of what we're actually doing, because Black Friday is actually my 11th wedding anniversary.
How apropos.
Yeah, it's... So we're going to be doing something. It's just a matter of what's great about it. Now, we got married on Black Friday, and this year it happens to fall on Black Friday, our anniversary. But what's great about it, we always celebrate on Black Friday, and we always get to go out at like 6 o'clock for dinner after everybody's gone home and gone back to sleep because they've been up since 2. excuse me. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I know this year we're actually going to be going to a Pittsburgh Penguin game.
Oh, nice.
So we're gonna be going to CONSOL Energy Center in Pittsburgh and catching the Carolina Hurricanes and the Pittsburgh Penguins. So we'll have that. But other than that, I don't think we're actually doing anything because I promised my brother-in-law I'd hang drywall for him.
Oh, very nice. Well,
how about you?
Well, we will do Thanksgiving at my family's house, and then on Friday we'll do Thanksgiving at my wife's family. And then I think we might let the kids stay there, maybe just go run up to some stores because, me and my wife alone, away from the kids, going out on Black Friday is kind of like relaxing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get to go to the store with just your wife, and I have two little kids, a four-year-old and two-year-old. So going shopping with them, that's a battle. That is tough. So without them, it's amazing.
Just stay in pajamas all day and not have to do anything.
Yeah.
Eat turkey sandwiches because you did all the cooking yesterday.
Yeah.
So that works. Well, what we're going to do now, we're actually going to play the interview. We'll go to a break, then come back with the interview that you had with Piper the DJ. What all kinds of fun stuff did you talk about? Give a little lead in, then we'll go to commercial and come back with that.
Well, for anybody who is in the market for a cell phone or a tablet or iPad or similar smart device, this is definitely an interview for you. On the fringe of the interviews, you know, talk about electronics on Black Friday and everything else, but Piper is, he's going to educate you on what to be ready for if you are in the market for a phone, and even if you are not, on how to maybe get yourself into the market for a new phone. So Piper is going to offer a whole lot of knowledge, and education of sorts. So
nice.
Audio on my end was a little bit sketchy, but Piper comes through crystal clear, and like I said, there's lessons to be learned, so enjoy.
All right, excellent. And right after this commercial, we'll come back with that. It's actually not a commercial. We're going to play a little skit. I've been in the throwback mode. But this is actually from the old tunes, a Black Friday special, 2012. So I'm going to play that. Then when we come back from that, we'll have the Pipe of the DJ interview. And then we'll come back and say goodbye. So you're listening to Tunes right here on the Trending Topics Network.
War. War never changes. The Romans, the Spanish, Hitler himself, all waged war to gather slaves, land, or other perceived wealth. But war never changes. In the 20th century, war was still waged over the resources that could be acquired. Only this time, the spoils of war were to be Christmas gifts. Televisions, Monopoly Junior, or dare I say, Tickle Me Elmos. For these resources, formerly upstanding citizens and neighbors would dissolve into quarreling, bickering nation-states, bent on controlling the last remaining parking spaces and shopping carts on Earth. In 2012, that storm of retail war has come again. In two brief hours, MP3 players for $4.99 and copies of Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey on Blu-ray for 99 cents will again reduce general goodwill to cinders. And from the ashes of discount-induced devastation, a new civilization will again struggle to arise. A few will survive unscathed. Your family may be a part of that group. If you heed the advice of Tunes, a new generation of your family line may still have hope, may yet have knowledge of the outside world. Life at the mall is about to change.
Welcome, Loonies, to the interview portion of the Tunes Thanksgiving Spectacular. Now, our interview this year for Thanksgiving is going to be a Black Friday special. Let the war begin. Yes, yes, yes. Well, anyways, my guest, our guest, is Piper the DJ from Trending Mobile Technologies, right here on the Trending Topics Network, and he knows a thing or two about mobile technology. Piper! Glad to have you here this week.
Thanks very much for having me, Jack. How are you guys doing tonight?
Well, I'm here. I'm ready for Thanksgiving. Brian is a little bit under the weather, though, so he's not with us. But hey, who says that's a bad thing, right? Anyways, you know, with Thanksgiving comes Black Friday. And that's the day where we go out and we get all kinds of goods. And Piper the DJ, we brought you on this week to help out our listeners, maybe with some of their technology needs, more specifically, mobile phones. So, you know, we're happy to have you here and to get some advice to everybody.
Everybody's got their pre-Black Friday schedules or their pre-Black Friday sales going on. especially in the South Chicagoland area, and you see it more and more and more, and unfortunately, and this is a disagreement that I get into with my better half on a regular basis, concerning the commercialization of Christmas. She's actually quite irritated at me right now because she wants to put up the Christmas tree, and I told her she needs to wait until after Thanksgiving. That's just a personal thing. I'm not a big fan of seeing Thanksgiving decorations hit the shelves in July, or even while back to school, while back to school season's going on. I mean, I've got a bunch of other crap on my plate besides having to worry about turkey decorations. You know, I've got to buy stuff for school. I've got to buy stuff for my son for school. You know, my wife's back in school, so I got to get her supplies. You know, who cares about Thanksgiving? I mean, we haven't even got through Halloween yet. And that's what I was telling people. They're like, hey, did you see the new Thanksgiving themes? And I'm like, we're not even through Halloween yet. Give me some slack, you know.
It is just so hard to believe how early Christmas has come. I mean, people are just treating Thanksgiving as an extension, like the beginning of the holiday season.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Well, if we're not careful, we're going to wind up having Christmas decorations coming out right after New Year's. I mean, it's coming out earlier and earlier and earlier every year, and it makes absolutely no sense to me because there's still going to be the insanity on Black Friday. There's still going to be the insanity in the stores. People are still going to want to go out and get what they believe to be the best deal at 2:30 in the morning after eating God knows how much turkey and everything else the day before. There's going to be people who say, okay, I can only be here until about 3 o'clock this afternoon because I have to go get in line.
I mean, what is crazy about it all is that, you know, how people are just willing to wait, to sacrifice, to go all out for the Black Friday specials.
I'm sorry. I'm 40 years old, okay? So I never claim to know all of it about everything. But when it comes to waiting more than a couple days, more than a day, okay? I don't like waiting in lines to start with, whether it be the checkout line, whether it be toll booth line, whether it be any line at all. Okay, if there's more than two people, you know, I'll keep doing other shopping or I'll look at something else or whatever, you know, some way to burn a little bit of time just because standing in that one spot drives me crazy. Okay, so I can't imagine standing in a line for over a week. I mean, that's ridiculous. Sorry.
Okay, so what is coming out for the holiday season this year?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of neat stuff that's going to be going on, as always, as technology and mobile technology becomes more and more integrated with our society. It's going to be more and more popular. I mean, 15 years ago, 20 years ago even, well, 20 years ago, yeah, because 15 years ago was getting popular. About 20 years ago, though, people that had cell phones, they were businessmen. Okay, nowadays, greater than 75% of the American population carries a cell phone in some way, shape, or form. And I believe that number is a little over 90% globally. So, I mean, the landline phone is definitely going by the wayside. Now, with that in mind, understand, Jack, I've gone through and I've done a little bit of research about the major carriers in the United States. Anybody that's out there that's listening to this, if you have more information that you have concerning your carriers and their specials that they're going to be having, whether it be across the pond or someplace that is not in the contiguous United States, shoot me an email, pipefortheDJ@gmail.com, and I will be more than happy to get it on my shopping special, Trending Mobile Technology, right here on the Trending Topics Network as well. Now, many people that know, that have listened to me for any extended amount of time, know that there's four major carriers in the United States. There's Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile, respectively. They all have their pros. They all have their cons. And in the pre-show, Jack, you and I spoke just briefly. Who's your carrier? And tell me a little bit of the grief that you're having with them.
Well, I'm with AT&T, and the problem is I'm locked into this new business plan with my wife's work. And it's like communism, Piper. They are basically not letting us really have freedom to get our phone from where we want. So we can't go to Walmart. We can't go to Best Buy. We can't shop around. We're locked into getting it from AT&T through her company, and it's outrageous.
That's one thing that a lot of people that I've spoken to about various different aspects and situations, they're getting away from the two-year contract. I'm a customer of T-Mobile. I've been a customer of T-Mobile for, how long has it been now? A couple of years at least. And I'm a fan of not having that two-year contract, because if you sit down and you actually do the math, you know, you do, you know, your fees, you know, you're paying this much a month for your plan, and how much is actually going to your phone, and how many times you actually going to be paying for the phone once it's all said and done. Now, I'm not one that dictates to anybody about, you know, how they do their things. I understand corporate plans. They're a different creature. Yeah, corporate plans are definitely a different creature, and they are definitely not my specialty, because I am definitely a consumer. I am definitely a user. I like to think of myself as using more than the average individual, and by no means, Jack, is anything that's going to come out of my mouth tonight going to be something to persuade you one way or the other, okay?
Hey, you know what? I'm ready to be, you know, sold, because I'm already 1 foot out the door, man.
Okay. Well, for those that are interested, if you are an AT&T customer, now understand, AT&T, the carriers that I'm going to go into tonight, they all have, most of them have some type of package going on. Like Verizon, they have their Fios, and AT&T, they've got their landline and their U-verse and all that kind of mess going on. I'm focusing primarily on the mobile space, okay? For example, right now, the AT&T folks have a Samsung Galaxy Tab 3, which is the 2014 edition, I'm sorry, the 2013 edition, for $49.99. Now, it does require a two-year agreement to go along for the subsidized price, plus you have to take care of their data. As always, I'm going to use a little bit of terminology here tonight as well. Understand that with every contractual agreement that you establish with these carriers, if you terminate the agreement early, it is understood that you recognize the remaining balance on the device is due upon termination. You can't just say, oh, I'm done with the service, then take the phone back. No, you actually have to pay it off. Something else that AT&T is currently offering is the Galaxy S4, which is also last year's model, $99 cash and carry. That does include a two-year agreement as well. And they're also selling the Galaxy Gear Fit with the Galaxy S5 Active. They're selling a package price, $100 off MSRP for that. Flipping on over to Verizon, which is the continental United States number one carrier, depending on who you talk to and what opinion, current ratings for Verizon have dipped a little bit recently on account of their CDMA network not being able to hold up to everything that's out there. But they are advertising for their Black Friday limited quantities the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus on sale for 99 cents. I said it, 99 cents, and that's coming straight off the Verizon website. Sliding on over to Sprint, which is the United States number 3 carrier, Black Friday morning, they are looking at a 24-month lease option for the iPhone 6. No money down. Free. No money down. Now, that does require a 24-month lease option. That means at the end of the 24 months, you give the phone back to them and you upgrade to something else. Or you can do the two-year service agreement for $199.99. Subsequently, they also have the iPhone 6 Plus, no money down, and that'll be the 24-month lease agreement, or $299.99 for the 2-year service agreement, as well as the iPhone 5C. You're seeing a little bit of a trend here. This is actually the iPhone 5C is last year's iPhone. It's one with all the different colors. No money down. $1,875 a month. $1,875 a month for the lease. Or they also have no money down on a 2-year service agreement. Now, for those that are Android fans that are out there, Samsung has gotten a little bit of piece of the action on this. The Samsung Galaxy S4, currently no money down on a lease, $1,459 a month for 24 months, or no money down on a 2-year service agreement. Once again, this is coming from the Sprint camp, as well as the HTC One M8, no money down for lease or 2-year agreement, as well as the LG G2. And coming in on the two last entries, Samsung Galaxy S5, no money down on a 24-month lease, $25 a month for that lease, or $199.99 for the 2-year service agreement. And last of all, the Samsung Galaxy Note 4, no money down on a 24-month lease at $30 a month, and $299.99 with a 2-year service agreement. Now, there's plenty of other items on this list. They go into wearables. If you're into wearables, they also go into, there's literally about 3 pages of stuff. And this is all stuff that's going to be available Black Friday itself. This isn't pre-Black Friday. This is actual Black Friday. Now, the one that makes my radar go up, and now understand, I am not a Sprint fan. I'm not a Sprint customer. Granted, in the past 6 months, their network has improved significantly in this area, as well as within the state of Illinois, based on what I've heard. The Nexus 6, which is the top dog as far as Android phones go right now, just came out. Many sellers are having difficulty keeping it on the shelves right now because it is so popular. They're doing no money down for a 24-month lease agreement, $27 a month to satisfy that lease, or you can flip it around to do $249.99 cash and carry for a 2-year contract. And like I said, there's plenty more here. But of those devices, whether you're an Apple fan or you're an Android fan, you can definitely find something that you're looking for there. Mr. Old School, I do apologize. There are not any I don't see any Windows phones on this page. And that kind of hurts me because I know that Windows Mobile is making a strong push to return back to its once age of glory. I mean, they've got a BlackBerry Q10. All right, this is the disturbing part. They have a BlackBerry Q10, no money down, $22.09 a month for 24 months, or $99.99 with a 2-year service agreement. But they don't have a Windows phone. I used to say that Windows had no place in this business, but with their most recent iterations, they have definitely improved their stance, and they are definitely in a different place than they used to be. They've made some great improvements. They have gotten better, and they have a lot of good things that they are looking at. Really quick, I know I'm getting a little bit long-winded here, Jack, and I will...
Piper, you have nothing to worry about. You are the elder statesman of the Trending Topics Network, which means there's no time limit, my friend.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much, sir. Last carrier, Continental United States, coming in at number 4, but quickly moving up in the ranks, according to Sailor surveys, all the way across the board, T-Mobile, the United States Uncarrier. The following phones, no money down. Now understand, T-Mobile is different from every other carrier in the continental United States for the simple fact they employ what is called the jump plan. And here's the way the jump plan works. It's not a lease. You actually go in and it's not a contract either. You actually subsidize the phone, but the subsidy, if you actually go around and do the math, there's only about a difference of about $100 between buying the phone outright and buying it through the Jump plan. Also, after 2 years, you may have the opportunity to upgrade your phone on T-Mobile's bill. There's a lot of different ways that you can work through that. I'm on T-Mobile right now personally. I got my wife upgraded to T-Mobile last Christmas, and she's fairly satisfied with the service. It's not the best on the face of the earth, but, I mean, it does good for where we're at and what we want. Now, with the T-Mobile camp coming in for Black Friday, the following devices are able to be on the Jump program, and under certain conditions, you are looking at no money down. All right? No money down. The following devices. No money down. That's right. The Samsung Galaxy S5 in charcoal black. The Samsung Galaxy Note 4 also in charcoal black.
Well, I've been very happy with the Samsung. Currently rolling with a Galaxy 3, but could go to a Galaxy 4.
I hear good things about them, yes. Unfortunately, at this point, I do not advocate for Samsung as much as I used to, right? Now, don't get me wrong. I do have a Samsung Galaxy Note 2, and I loved it for everything that was out there. I really did. I enjoyed it and everything like that. But it just came to a point where TouchWiz, it doesn't operate the way I want it to. I don't need to go sharing all of my personal information with Samsung because, A, I already share it with Google, you know, and I don't need to give my information to Samsung either. Another device back to the T-Mobile site is you're looking at an Apple iPhone 6. The silver color, 16 gig, is also zero money down at this point. The LG G3 in metallic black is also no money down, as well as the Sony Xperia Z3. One of the highest rated devices on the market right now. Out of 10 surveys, on average 10 surveys, you're looking at 9.5 out of 10. And that's pretty high for a device that's been out for as long as it has been. They also have the Samsung Galaxy Note 10.1, the 2014 edition, is also going to be available for no money down, as well as the Apple iPad Silver 16 gig. This is last year's edition of iPad Air. It is not the brand new one, but it's last year's, also for no money down. Now, understand the two tablets that I discussed, they are the LTE compatible devices, and they also qualify when you sign up with a data plan to go along with them. By default, I'm sure people understand by now that if you buy a smartphone, you're going to be expected to buy a data package to go with it. So that's how these carriers make their money. They might not make it on the front end with the purchase of the device, but also remember, you walk into these places, say, hey, I want your Black Friday special, blah, 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 blah. First thing they're going to do, whether you're leasing it, buying it on contract, anything like that, they're going to run your credit. No question asked. They're going to run your credit. The only time a carrier will not run your credit is if you're going prepay. All right? So if you go on like the Go phone for AT&T, or you're going T-Mobile Uncarrier prepay, or you're doing Verizon, what is a Verizon prepay now? Whatever the Verizon prepay is. Unless you're doing prepay, expect to have your credit run. And unless you have remarkable credit, you're going to be paying a deposit. Okay? That's just the way it works with these guys. So don't expect to, you know, go into a store with no money in your pocket, crappy credit, and walk out with a phone. It's not going to happen. Okay? Having worked for carriers before, I know how to work around these things, and it gets painful. It gets difficult, but it also happens. That's the way it works out. Now, many people, they're like, oh, I've got a carrier, but I like it. You know, I'm fine where I'm at. I've got a carrier. I don't like it. You know, the carriers in the United States are fickle, okay? It just depends on what you like, where you're at, and what you want to do with your carrier. The same thing qualifies for a device. And while not everybody's website might be fully up to date when it comes to Black Friday sales, understand this. Every flagship device that is on the market right now, is very likely to be on sale in some way, shape, or form, no matter the carrier. This would include the Samsung Galaxy Note 4. This would include the Samsung Galaxy S5 and all of its contingents, the HTC One M8. This would be the Apple iPhone 6 and 6 Plus. Nokia just announced a new device a couple months ago that is Windows compatible. They also announced an Android device earlier this week that is Android compatible. The new BlackBerry device, the Passport, you can expect to see that on sale someplace. Now, understand, BlackBerry is not available in everywhere, nor is it available on every carrier, but there will be some stores that will have these devices. My biggest suggestion, before Thanksgiving, so like Tuesday, Wednesday night of next week, call your cellular store. Say, hey, do you have this in stock for Black Friday? They might be able to tell you. On the other hand, they might not. Okay? But best to check, because if you go waiting, if you go leaving turkey dinner at 3 o'clock in the afternoon to wait in line until 5:30 in the morning, Thanksgiving Day, I don't know about you down there, Jack, but up here, the temperature sucks.
Oh, it's cold here.
Exactly.
Is there anything you would like to plug or tell our guest about, Piper, before we go?
Well, I will be out and about doing my Thanksgiving thing with family, and folks can always find me on Trending Mobile Technology. I've been pretty irregular with posting my shows as of late. Right here on the Trending Topics Network, I've just bitten off quite a bit at school. But you can find me, PiperTheDJ, at gmail.com. And like I also mentioned, I will be doing a buyer's show here probably in the next couple of days, sometime between now and probably beginning in December, just for the simple fact that Consumer Reports annually produces the devices to buy and the devices not to buy. And it's just kind of become an annual thing for me. Whether I believe what they say or not, a lot of people do swear by Consumer Reports. Then the bottom line is, as far as Black Friday goes, folks, I can't back up Jack enough on this. The weather has tanked, and it's tanked early, and that there's nothing out there that is more important than your health when it comes to stuff like this, just for the simple fact that it is cold. And no matter what anybody says, if you're standing out in 30 below weather without any type of shelter or anything like that, you are going to get sick. And as far as I'm concerned, there's no cell phone on the face of this earth that is worth getting sick over. Thank you very much for having me, Jack. You have a good night.
Piper, always a pleasure to have you, and thanks again. And Tunes, we will be right back after this break, listeners.
Are you having a difficult time finding satisfaction? Tunes with Jack and Brian is guaranteed to leave you with a smile. Whether you're he or she, Tunes brings you all the easy you can handle. Wherever you want it. Whenever you want it. All you need to know is Tunes Show. On Facebook, Twitter, Skype, Gmail, even on the internet at tuneshow.blogspot.com. Why grow up when you can grow down? Tunes with Jack and Brian on the Trending Topics Network.
Welcome back to Tunes right here on the Trending Topics Network. We're going to pretty much call that a show.
Well, Brian, that promo or that skit you played way back when before the interview, kudos on that. That was excellent work.
It was kind of funny. That's actually based on
Tomorrow
Fallout.
Will never be the same.
That's actually one of my favorite intros of any game. I just love that. And then it kind of added to the aura of the game, really set the mood, and I was like, yeah, totally. But yeah, I mean, that's one of the... Black Friday is nuts. So if there's one thing that I could send to all of our loonies this Thanksgiving, it's just be safe.
Yeah, be careful out there. And be thankful for what you have, and, you know, think of others as well. They may not have as much as you.
Absolutely, and I hope that your family actually stays safe as well, because you're in kind of one of the danger zones, and I would just keep them indoors and do all my shopping online if I were you.
Yeah, my it's going to work. It's kind of rough for me, but it's one more day, and then off for the weekend, and hopefully everything calms down. But, you know, I think there's a lot of people out there. Cooler heads will prevail.
Yeah, ideally. Ideally, that's what you want to happen. Well, any plugs and fun stuff like that that you would like to throw out there?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I beat Brian in fantasy football last week. I destroyed Brian in fantasy football last week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I got a big,
that was bad.
Yeah, I got a big big matchup this week against the Fear Boners. Playoff implications for sure. Outside of that, you know, I mean, you know, that Vlade Tarasenko, he's a pretty good hockey player. And hit me up on Twitter at ToonsJack, TOONSJACK, ToonsJack.
Absolutely. And you can find me on Twitter at ToonsBrian, just like ToonsJack, except for it's with Brian instead of Jack. You can, you can also follow the show at ToonsShow, which is just like Toons Jack and Toons Brian, but with show on the end instead of Jack or Brian. See how that works?
I see.
It's so simple and logical. But either way, we here at Toons wish you and your families the very best. Be sure to tune in next week. I know for December, we got some plans. Got some plans going. Got some guests lined up. Just a matter of making it happen.
Make it rain.
I'm going to go lick my wounds now when it comes to fantasy football losses.
Oh.
Because you did. You whooped my ass.
I kind of took a two there, so. Best week of the year, though. What can you do?
Yeah. But also tag us on Twitter. Use the hashtag iTunes, which is I-T-O-O-N-S. And not the I-T-U-N-E-S, because then people think you're talking about music. Either way, my name's Brian, he's Jack, and until next time, have fun.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, more butter. I'm all about that bass, more butter. I'm all about that bass, more butter. I'm all about that bass, bass. On Thanksgiving Day, I think it's pretty true. Us dads can't make it like we're supposed to do. Dining room, 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 we have no taste. We put all the wrong forks in all the wrong places. I see the magazine with all the recipes. My daughter, she could make it, but me,
Daddy, please.
So mommy hands me this and says, you gotta stop till every inch of it is perfect from the bottom to the top. Oh yeah, mama said, don't need to worry about the pie. Got that bass, more butter. I'm all about that bass, got that bass. Oh, I'm bringing butter back. Don't try to wear those skinny britches now, cause I'ma pour this all over that. And I'm here to tell you every inch of it is perfect from the bottom to the top.
Yeah. Uh-oh. That's our last shot.
That's our last shot. Yeah.